Nolte, The Only Victims of Media's Antifa Whitewashing Are Democrat-Run Cities. By John Nolte on June 1, 2020. Am I supposed to care that the establishment media are running around trying to cover up Antifa's obvious role in all these terrible riots? What? Am I supposed to feel trolled and own when Kalal spreads lies about the Russians and white supremacists causing these riots? Who do these left-wing media outlets think they're hurting as they circle the wagons to protect Antifa and the other left-wing anarchists responsible for looting and burning dozens of Democrat-run American cities? Do they think they're hurting me and the rest of my fellow MAGAtards? What do I care if the media lie about, cover for, and by extension, and design, enable those responsible for all this violence and mayhem? The only people who are going to be hurt by the media's lies are the people who live in Democrat-run cities. Because you can't stop the looting and burning until you acknowledge who's doing the looting and burning. And since all the major looting and burning is taking place, and will continue to take place, in Democrat-run cities, the only people being hurt by all these media lies are the people who live in Democrat-run cities. So what the hell do I care if the media use lies to encourage and enable these riots? I live in the mountains of North Carolina where the last four nights of these riots played like a reality TV show called Tol Jasso. And I certainly don't care if you smear white supremacists, who are just the other side of the Antifa coin. No matter how much the media lie, no matter how much the media encourage and enable these terrorists, rural America will remain peaceful. Life is going to remain sweet and quiet and calm. So when I see the media behave this way, all I can do is shrug. As the saying goes, it's no skin off my nose. Antifa's not going to come out to my neck of the woods. Antifa's not stupid. They know we're all armed. These left-wing terrorists are deliberately targeting cities run by Democrats who sympathize with them and who oversee a police force that will not stop them. Antifa also knows these cities are filled with unarmed and defenseless Democrat citizens stupid enough to vote for Democrats. In other words, Democrat-run cities are getting exactly what they voted for. If you continue to vote for Antifa embracing radicals like Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, you're going to get Antifa, you're going to get riots. And out here in the sticks, that has no effect whatsoever on my standard of living or peace of mind. As I've said before, I'm not happy about these riots. I'm just indifferent. These riots are not my problem. It's not like I haven't spent the last 16 years warning about life under leftism. I'm not going to stress over what I can't change. People have made their choice to vote for increasingly radical Democrats and the riots that come with him. So if the media want to keep the riots going, I'm just going to clean my guns and then go back to my bowl of caramel corn and reruns of Hogan's Heroes. Even more interesting is the fact that the corporate media's biggest fans live in all these Democrat-run cities. So what you have here is Democrats supporting the media that give Antifa the cover to destroy neighborhoods filled with Democrats who support the media that give Antifa the cover to destroy neighborhoods filled with Democrats who support the media that. And round that circle of self-destruction goes. That's what you call a cell phone. Idiots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.